and welcome to the Kemeny Capital Podcast. I'm your host, Jonathan Roy, and we're kindly joined today by the CEO of Tech Capital, Dr. Clifford Gross. Clifford, thank you very much for being on the podcast today.
Oh, it's my distinct pleasure. Thank you.
So listeners may be aware of Tech Capital and their portfolio of technology-backed assets. And if anybody wants to know a little bit more about those, do check out the research section on the website, because there's a recent report there which breaks those down. But today, Cliff's very kindly joined us because we're going to be focusing on one particular company within their portfolio. That's Microsalt. So we're going to get into that. We're going to look at the bigger picture of the environment that they're operating in, and we're going to really drill down into their products. But before we do that, Cliff, would you be able to please give us an introduction to Tech Capital, if you may, for those people that aren't familiar with Tech Capital, and then Microsalt?
My pleasure. Tech Capital is a technology investment company, and in particular, we seek to invest in university discoveries that we believe that, if successful, can make a positive impact on people's lives. And we have built four portfolio companies that adhere to this concept of bringing discoveries from universities into the marketplace. One of them is Belloscura, which is a medical device company. A second company is Lucid, which makes smart eyewear. A third company is Guidant, which makes software for improving the safety of autonomous vehicles. And a fourth company, and the subject of today's discussion, is Microsalt, which makes the world's smallest edible salt crystals with the goal to reduce excess sodium consumption in the population.
Fantastic, thank you. So, as I mentioned at the beginning, we're going to start off by looking at the environment at the moment for Microsalt. And that is one, Cliff, that is a United States that's seeing increasing health problems due to salt intake. Would you be able to give us a bit of background onto the problems that the United States are facing at the moment?
Sure. The problem, however, is not limited to the U.S. According to the World Health Organization, the single largest cause of premature death in the world is cardiovascular disease, and approximately 17.9 million people die prematurely each year from cardiovascular disease. And the leading contributor to the development of cardiovascular disease is hypertension, high blood pressure. And in many of the developed countries of the world, upwards of 50% of the population of adults have hypertension, which is certainly the case in the United States and the United Kingdom and many other territories. The leading contributive factor to develop hypertension that is controllable is sodium consumption, in particular, excess sodium consumption. And in a very comprehensive study by the National Academy of Sciences, Engineering, and Medicine in 2019, it was determined that the average American adult consumes approximately 3,400 milligrams of sodium per day, which is approximately 50% more than the recommended daily limits of 2,300 milligrams. And so the goal of Microsalt, and in fact the goal of the health departments of many of the countries of the world, is to do what it can to educate the consumers and the industry, the food industry, to reduce excess sodium consumption. The goal of Microsalt is to provide its low sodium all natural salt to food manufacturers so that they have a tool to help them not only provide products that taste good, but provide products that have roughly 50% of the sodium that they currently have in their products. And if this were to happen on scale, we believe Microsalt would achieve its goal of reducing excess sodium consumption in the population and hopefully making a dent in cardiovascular disease worldwide.
Thank you, Cliff. So I just want to focus now on the initiatives that are coming from the FDA, because of course, if there's support coming from the top level, that does obviously then create a favourable condition for that market. Very much here in the UK, we saw some years ago, there was a big campaign against sugar. We eventually saw a sugar tax being put in, particularly on sugary drinks. So, I mean, what are the FDA actually doing over there to help people reduce their salt intake?
Well, recently they published guidelines, sodium consumption guidelines for the food industry. And they have a plan over the next decade to consistently lower maximum sodium consumption in the population. And they understand and are inspiring the food industry to conform to these guidelines. Otherwise, the implicit concept is they will have to put in absolute thresholds and standards. But right now, they've produced guidelines for the food industry to get the maximum sodium consumption down to 2,300 milligrams over time. They realize it's not going to happen instantaneously, so they're phasing in reductions, suggested reductions in sodium consumption each year over the next decade.
Thank you. So, Cliff, now let's have a look, if we may, at MicroSalt products. I believe very recently there was an announcement and there were two new products that are going to be hitting the market soon. But would you have to give us a good overview of the types of products that MicroSalt have out in the market at the moment and ones that they may be working on?
Sure. The MicroSalt business is actually very straightforward. It's a B2B low-sodium salt business. So MicroSalt manufactures MicroSalt, which is a trademark brand of low-sodium, all-natural, non-GMO sodium chloride, which is the most commonly consumed salt. However, the MicroSalt salt is processed, and they are able to dial down the crystal size of the salt to roughly 1/100th the diameter of traditional table salt. And the benefit of doing this is that it increases the rate at which salt dissolves on your tongue. And as it turns out, physiologically, the brain determines how salty something is by both the amount of salt that's on your tongue and how quickly it dissolves. So by having very small salt crystals hit your tongue, the brain senses them as being saltier than they actually are because they dissolve so quickly. So what MicroSalt does is it provides a low-sodium, all-natural, non-GMO salt to snack food companies to enable them to make their salted products with a salt that actually delivers the same flavor as their traditional table salt, but with roughly a half the sodium. As a step in the direction of helping manufacturers understand this benefit in a visceral sense, they produced a proof of concept. They made potato chips with MicroSalt under a house brand called Salt Me Potato Chips. And the potato chips were really enjoyed by consumers, and they started buying them on Amazon. And then Kroger, the largest supermarket chain in the United States, placed an order last October with MicroSalt to have their Salt Me Potato Chips made with MicroSalt in their stores throughout North America. And this is, to our knowledge, the first national rollout of a full-flavor, low-sodium product in the United States. And so right now, the Salt Me potato chips made with MicroSalt are available not just in Kroger stores, which is Kroger's the largest supermarket chain in North America, but also in many other stores. MicroSalt's Salt Me potato chips are available in about 3,000 retail locations in the United States, up from zero about 18 months ago. So although their business wasn't to make potato chips with MicroSalt, it was just a proof of concept. The proof of concept kind of got out of hand in a positive way and became a very successful line of potato chips. which really showed, underscored the point that you could have a very flavorful snack food with roughly half the sodium compared to all the major natural brands. So right now, Microsalt provides salt to snack food and other companies, and it also provides potato chips. It's planning to sell salt directly to consumers in the form of salt shakers, and it will be launching Microsalt salt shakers roughly in the November 2022 timeline, and those should be in major retail outlets throughout the United States, certainly by the end of this year. They've onboarded Unify, which is the largest natural food distributor in North America, as their distribution partner for the Microsalt salt shakers.
So you've alluded to it there, Cliff, and that was a very good explanation. Thank you of the products. But I think for listeners, they'll be keen to get an idea, you know, as a portfolio company of tech capital, of course, you've said that there's been a rollout so far of where Microsalt are at the moment. You know, of course, they've had a rollout, but I mean, how does that look? I mean, are there any more on the horizon? You know, are there more products coming? You know, is it in its early stages, would you say, still? Is it moving towards maturity? You know, just give listeners, if you could, you know, an idea of where Microsalt is in its life cycle.
Microsalt is an early stage business. It has what we view as a disruptive technology. We think the ability to make a low sodium salt that really tastes good has been lacking in the marketplace. It's a need that has not been met, but it's a need that basically every food manufacturer has been looking for. Salt is very important, one, because it adds flavor to a wide variety of products, but it's also a preservative. And food manufacturers, almost all of them, use pretty significant amounts of salt. So the Microsalt product, from our view, yes, it's a low sodium salt for sure, but it's really just a better salt. Because it's normal sodium chloride in a better delivery system that gives you the flavor without so much of the sodium. I mean, that's what everybody in the food manufacturing industry has been looking for many years. Everybody knows in the food industry that better-for-you products are on trend. They're important to provide to consumers. They're being requested by consumers. And government agencies around the world also are requesting that food manufacturing companies produce better-for-you products, especially with regard to sodium concentration, because heart disease is not only a leading cause of death in the world, it's also a leading expense for government agencies due to the illnesses and injuries produced by cardiovascular disease. So front-of-package labeling has become, you know, a very strong emphasis program, not just in the U.S. and Europe, but also throughout Latin America and Asia. So it's a global problem. In fact, we view it as the largest manageable health problem in the world. It's much larger than COVID, for example. And it's treatable by having a lower sodium salt that's used in manufacturing these products across the board. So the current market for Microsalt is estimated to be around $2.3 billion in 2030. And it's probably a little less than half that right now. That's just for the low sodium salt. But again, we see Microsalt having a role, obviously, in the low sodium salt market. But we also see Microsalt having a role in the salt market, not just the low sodium market, but just the salt market, the edible salt market. So it's a very large market. It's global. The problem is global. It's not restricted to any one country, although there are different prevalence rates for cardiovascular disease in different countries. The prevalence of hypertension is still very high globally. So no country has escaped that. And so we think Microsoft has a very robust market opportunity, and they will hopefully be able to engage with food companies, major national and international food companies, to supply their salt. And they will also be exploring product line extensions for different proof of concept applications, like we have mentioned they already have done for potato chips, but they will extend to other product lines like nuts, popcorn, and, you know, other salted snacks, all of which could benefit from, in our view, from the Microsalt application.
So, Cliff, thank you very much there. That was very insightful rundown of where Microsalt are. But investors are going to be very keen, Cliff, to know what the future looks like for Microsalt within the tech capital portfolio. Now, of course, recently we had the IPO, successful IPO of Lucid on the NASDAQ. That was one of your portfolio companies. I mean, what does it look like for Microsalt in the future, you know, from a corporate level and your plans there?
Well, we view the demand being pretty perky right now for Microsalt. Microsalt is getting overtures from major food companies around the world that want to potentially incorporate the Microsalt product in their food lines. And so we think, you know, there's a very big opportunity before Microsalt right now, and we want the company to be able to capitalize on that opportunity. As a result, we are strongly considering floating the company in 2023, and we think that that flotation would not only be a good thing for Tech Capital shareholders, we think it would be more importantly a very good thing for Microsalt, because it would give it the resources necessary to take advantage of the current market opportunities before it. And that's both for developing customers in territories around the world, product line extensions, selling salt not only B2B, but through retail, through supermarkets and other commercial points of purchase. So it's quite a large business opportunity, in our view, in front of Microsalt. And we want them to have the resources necessary to, you know, capitalize on this remarkable, in some ways, almost ineffable opportunity.
Thank you, Cliff. That's a story that I'm sure listeners are going to be watching with some interest. So, Clifford, thank you very much for being on the podcast today.
Oh, it's my distinct pleasure. We really appreciate your ongoing interest in Microsalt and our other portfolio companies. And thank you for taking the time.
So just as a final note to listeners, of course, we focused on Microsalt today, but do check out the resources section of the Kemeny Capital website, where there's a more broad overview of the Tech Capital portfolio and their portfolio companies and operations. So do check that out. Cliff, once more, thank you very much for being on the podcast.
Yeah, my pleasure. Thank you.
The products and investments discussed in this podcast that can be accessed through Kemeny Capital are exclusively for UK high net worth individuals and sophisticated investors. Investments in private companies carry significant risks, including loss of capital, lack of dividends, and illiquidity. You should understand all the risks involved before committing and seek independent advice from a qualified financial advisor. Kemeny Capital does not provide tax or investment advice.